Katie Murphy is on a phone line, the Executive Director of Public Affairs at the Art Institute. So let's all be safe. Let's go to the Art Institute. I'm so glad. Katie, you're going to tell me this thing is opening up, right?
Yes, we are. We are expecting to open by the end of July.
End of July. It's very interesting to me because yesterday we talked to some people. Shed is going to open sooner than that. And was it the Field Museum that we had on yesterday? No, I know. It was the Lincoln Park Zoo. Of course, that's outdoors. And they're asking people to make reservations. Are you all kind of making it individually as to when and how you open up? Is that how that works?
Yes, we all are given the guidance from the mayor's office and the governor's office on what is expected. And we can, and based on the work that we're doing and the timelines that we have, we're able to open when we feel comfortable doing so. And, pardon me.
Uh-oh.
But we are, our main priority is making sure that when we open as the Art Institute, that we're able to provide a safer and comfortable environment, but still give you the experience that you expect from the Art Institute. And so we're taking a little bit more time just to make sure that we get everything right.
Because according to Phase 4, you ought to be able to, with 25% capacity, open now. But if folks are coming into Chicago thinking, I'll go to the Art Institute this weekend, that's not going to be an option, is it?
Not yet. We're getting close, but we want to make sure we do it right the first time we open.
And so it's 25% capacity. When you do open in July, will you then be at 25%, or do you know?
It will depend on the recommendations for the city. If it's still 25%, we will run at 25%, and we'll examine our capacity if the limits are raised based on how things go with COVID in Chicago.
I can understand the temptation to open sooner. The aquarium is going to open about the time you are, a little sooner. What with it being such a big, airy place, you could direct people in one direction. Will you have the little arrows and sort of help people as to how they're going to flow?
Oh, absolutely. We are doing all kinds of modifications to the wayfinding in the museum so that people feel comfortable getting through the museum in ways that don't impact their ability to be physically distant from other visitors. We've actually modified our Monet exhibition, which will open shortly after we open, and in order for the crowds that we would expect for a Monet exhibition to feel comfortable while they're seeing this incredible exhibition.
Boy, that's a double-edged sword, isn't it? You've got a thing that people will stand in long lines for on a given summer day, and now that's the last thing you kind of want, but you do want. You want people to come and see it. Will I have to make a reservation online then to go into the Art Institute when it does open up, or will I be able to just show up and buy a ticket?
We will require pre-purchase tickets. We're trying to avoid as much interaction between visitors, like physical interactions between visitors and our team, as possible.
Yeah, okay.
We also are working to make sure that we will not have to have physical queues for the Monet exhibition. We're putting operations in place so that people will be able to go throughout the museum while they're waiting for the exhibition.
Well, so where is that artwork now? Is it in Chicago currently, or is it being shipped?
It is all in Chicago. It is an exhibition about Monet's relation, or not Monet personally, but the relationship of collectors in Chicago to the artwork of Monet. Mm. So most of the art has already been in Chicago, although some is traveling.
I wonder if there's, would this be satisfying to people, do a sort of live stream of it, like walk around with the camera and tell everybody and give us all a tour and we'll watch, or maybe that's not sufficient. You want to be in the room, you know?
Well, I think there's something to be said for experiencing art in person. It affects you differently when you're actually standing in front of the painting. We have been increasing our digital output so that people can enjoy our collection and our exhibitions while we've been closed. But now that we're able to reopen, I think people should really take advantage of that.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so the dates, again, that you're targeting, and I won't hold you to this if things get better or worse quickly, but Kate, what are you looking at again then?
We're really looking at the end of July.
End of July.
The far end of July, yes.
Okay. Well, if things change or if there's anything we can do for you, let us know. I mean, I have, except for maybe clicking through and looking at your website, you know, folks just can't do the Art Institute right now. I sure want to encourage folks to take advantage of the great resource that it is when they can. And when they can, they'll go online.
Absolutely. And we will be updating our... We will be updating our website and sending out emails, letting people know more solid information as we get closer to opening. This will all be happening in the next couple of weeks. We're really excited to welcome Chicago back to the museum. It's been way too long.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, Katie Murphy, thanks for your time. Good luck to everybody over there.
Thanks for having me, and look forward to welcoming you to the museum as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Executive Director of Public Affairs at the Art Institute. I was a little surprised. I thought they would say sooner than that, end of July. The Chief Marketing Officer at the Field Museum, Ray DeThorne, is on a phone. Ray, this is John. I believe that's you on line 7. Ray, is that you there?
It's me.
Hey, listen, thank you for joining us. Thanks for your patience. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm recovering from the last statement that we're going to all be dead before we figure this out.
I wish he hadn't said that, Ray. I don't. I mean, hopefully by that he means 1,000 years from now. How about that?
I hope. You know, we're a science institution, so we're hoping that science can help figure this out before we're all gone.
What are you guys going to do then at the Field Museum in terms of opening up?
Well, we will open sometime in July. I don't know quite when yet. I mean, the issue for us is we got to make sure that we can get people in safely and we can get our employees in safely. You know, we have 425 roughly employees. We do a lot of science actually in the building. We want to make sure that they can get there safely, and that means public transportation has to be safe, and we get them in, we get the building cleaned up even shinier than before, and then we invite guests to come in, and it's a challenge.
Tough call, too, right? I mean, if you read the paper today, it says that museums can open up to 25% capacity, but the museums and art institutes aren't opening up at all.
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. I think that while we can open, the question is, are we ready to open? Like, are we prepared? And then the second thing, and I think actually the most important thing as a marketing guy that I look at, is what's the demand? And I just believe that people are going to be a little bit hesitant to run into closed environment institutions. And I know our numbers in Illinois are going down, which is great. But if you listen to WGN radio or you read the paper or you watch the news, they're talking about coronavirus rates going up everywhere. So I think people are still very concerned and very tentative. Yeah. And we're looking at museums around the world, and they're seeing 10% of capacity coming back. It's hard to run a business at 10% capacity. So I think what we're doing is we're trying to get ourselves together so we're ready, and we're letting consumer confidence build. And I think that's the most important, having to do with whether you go to a restaurant or a movie or a museum.
Is your place a profitable institution, and are you losing money? And if so, how much are you losing each day? I asked that to the CTA 2 days ago. They said they're losing $1 million a day. I know you're not that, but what are some of your numbers?
Yeah, we're not as big as they are, but I think the total hit to us will probably, by the end of the year, would probably be about a $20 million loss in revenue. Because if you think about it, we close the door on March 13th, and we make money from people visiting 3D movies, going to our store, going to our restaurants, buying tickets. All that went to literally zero, and it has been since. So we got to get the doors opened up, but we've got to be assured that we have enough people to make that even worthwhile.
That's sort of the conundrum that restaurants are facing right now, too. Yeah, you can open up, but if you can't make enough money to pay the staff, then maybe you're better off staying closed.
Right. I think that's exactly the challenge. Yeah. But we're concentrating on following the guidelines, so when we do open the door, people can have a great experience, enjoy the Field Museum, but do it in a way that we're confident we're not contributing to the spread.
Are you putting in like new air filters or anything particular that will ensure the public safety?
Well, we're doing a lot of things, frankly. All our tickets will be sold in advance online, so there's no waiting in line for those tickets. All our staff will be behind plexiglass in terms of if we monitor tickets or if you have to get admission into something special, they'll be behind. Everyone must wear a mask, all employees and all guests. All our employees will be screened in the morning with a series of questions asking about their health, and they will also be required to pass a temperature check. So if they're over 100.4, they're not allowed in. We will encourage social distancing. There will be maximum signage reminding people of all the things they need to do. Wash their hands regularly. I think we've installed about 150 new hand sanitizers around the building. We'll be disconnecting water fountains. I mean, we're taking the guidelines given to us by the city and the state very seriously.
That's so do you guys get in a room and just say, okay, what can we do? Water fountains. Oh, let's do this. I mean, it must just be sort of a free-flowing what if, what could we do? You know, there's no template for this, right? So you guys just are kind of...
Correct.
I don't mean this in a mocking way, but you're sort of making it up as you go, right?
Yes, but I think everybody is. First of all, we don't get in a room because that would be bad. but we do a lot of Zoom calls.
Yeah.
But no, you're exactly right. I think you have to look at the guidelines, and I do think both the city and state have done a good job of giving us some pretty good direction. But each institution is unique, so you have to think about what are the choke points in the museum where we think people would congregate.
Right.
How do we break those up? And we're copying other institutions. We're doing things similar to what grocery stores are doing. We will have directional signage for areas where we're concerned about people congregating. We're blessed in that our 3D theater has a lot of seats in it. So we believe we can, you know, only go to 25% capacity and still make that happen. We're redoubling our cleaning efforts. I will say this, in times of crisis, which I do consider this to be, I think most institutions are very willing to help one another. We've been in conversations with the United Center about their cleaning protocols. They've connected us to important suppliers. I think everybody's working together because, frankly, the city of Chicago is in this together.
Yeah, I'm hearing that left and right. And I, as much as I'm anxious to see guys like you open up again, I also appreciate the conscientiousness and the hit you're taking on our behalf. So best to you, and let us know when we can spread any good news about what's going on at the field, okay?
You bet. I hope to be back to you soon.
Attaboy, Ray.